left off discussing the Tosos and the Chesam and Beis, it cites the Gemara Erev in Dav Samaches Samad Aleph. In case of Bris Milah and Shabbos, where all of a sudden the prepared water that's vital for the Bris spills before the Maisa Milah occurs. Without that water, one cannot go ahead and perform the Bris Milah. So the Gemara suggests the following possibility that, look, obviously the mother just recently gave birth. Let's see what her needs are. Is she in need of heating up water on Shabbos, or is she not? Because if she is, then very simply, Nechem le agav ime. Let's go ahead and heat up water for her. That clearly is mutter. That's going to be a case of pikuach nefesh, and therefore that will allow us to engage in the particular malacha. The difficulty, of course, is as follows. Okay, I understand if the need is so great, so that would justify heating up water for her. But how then are we going to use it for the purpose of Bris Milah? That requires a double jump. Number one is Pikuach Nefesh, yes, which will be Doche this Samalach on Shabbos, that's true. But all of a sudden now, we're going to be Marba Bishiyurim. We're going to go ahead and heat up more water than necessary for her. We're going to take advantage of the Tzorech of Pikuach Nefesh, do so in excess, in order to secure the necessary water for the Bris Milah. So that's something which is striking. How indeed do we know that in fact is true? Maybe one could argue very, very simply. Look, once something is done better, for example, Pikuach Nefesh, so perhaps Marba Bishurin is considered indeed too Bimotar. And if one were to ask you, where do you say that indeed this is true? That if you have something that is not done Be'isser, but it's done Beheter, so all of a sudden one could do so even in excess, you know what the answer is? A sugyan beitz and daf yud zayin amud aleph. There it's explicit in the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing the malacha of bishul when it comes to yantif, and the Gemara tells us be'emes amru mamali yisha kedera achas basar va'afal pishen atzricha elachaticha achas. You know what? The woman is cooking on yantif. That's mutter because of the heter of malacha socha nefesh. Once you're engaging in malacha socha nefesh, you cannot be marbe b'malacha, but you can be marbe b'shiurin. So as long as the amount of malachas are the same, it's just a question of the quantity, so therefore that is considered to be mutter. Or the Gemara continues and says that a naftum can go ahead and heat up a chavis of mayim an yantiv, even though all he needs is kitonecha. If it's necessary the tzorach yantiv to go ahead and to boil up water, mamish that case, you can go ahead and take the large pot. You don't have to use the small kettle, and that is considered to be mutter l'chadchila. So good. So the sugya beitz and daf yud zayin that mar b'shurin is mutter, and great. That's exactly the sugya and daf samaches and erivin a hetera pikuach nefesh and be marbe b'shurin. The difficulty, of course, is as follows, and this is the kash of the Ran. Tesam Abeis and Dapi Rifmesaches Beis. So wait a second. It's true that there is such a Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin. Mar Bishurin is Mutter, but there is a Gemara that says that Mar Bishurin is Aser. That's the Sugya in Menachos and Daf Samach Dalet. And the Ran writes, he thinks clearly that means that it's an Iser Daraisa. It's an Iser Daraisa. Sometimes it's Mutter, and sometimes it's an Iser Daraisa. So the question is, how does this case of Erevin fit in? And what is that case where it's considered to be an iser to do so? The Gemara describes the following. That is not meleches ochel nefesh an yantiv, but that is pikoach nefesh an Shabbos, where the Gemara says there's a chola, and amdu l'shtei grogros. You know what? The doctor says he has to have this quantity. It's a case of pikoach nefesh, absolutely munter. But you know what? I don't have any of that in my house. I have to access it in my yard. I have to go ahead and engage in the malach of kotzer to go in and to pick it off the tree. The doctor says he needs two. And I go ahead and I look at the tree. Look, if I had a branch that had two, I'd be good to go. I don't have that. I see there's a one, there's a one, there's a three. Oh, so the Gemara has the suffix. What is better? You have to get a total of two. Is it better to be marba malacha, kotzer, kotzer, branch one, branch two? Or is it better to do one act of ktsira in order to go ahead and to access the three? The quantity is greater, no doubt. But in terms of the maisa malacha, it's one act of kotzer. I'm severing a single branch. So is it better to sever two branches? Or is it better to sever a single branch where the product of the malacha is going to be in excess. In other words, what's the suffix of the Gemara? Is it better to be marbe b'malacha, or is it better to be marbe b'shiurim? And ein achinami, the maskanas ha-Gemara, it's better to be marbe b'shiurim, if that's your choice. It's better to be marbe b'shiurim, but that was the abaya of the Gemara. So the Ram points out, number one, marbe b'shiurim is mutl l'chatchila. The Gemara should tell us even a much, much greater chiddush. You go outside and you see there's a two and a three, you can cut the three. Because once you're allowed to engage in an act of kotzer, mar b'shurim, mutl l'chatchila, just like the Sugin Beitz and Daf Yud Zayin. So you see, apparently not. Here, in Menachos, to be mar b'shurim is considered to be that which is aser. So how do you resolve? That's dira from Maseches Beitzah to Maseches Menachos. Ooh, the first teretz, the Ran quotes, is that of the Ri, and that is the Rashba, Chiddush, that marba b'shiurim is only an iser drabanan. Whenever it's aser, it's only an iser drabanan. It is mutter min ha-Torah to be marba b'shiurim. We'll have to see why. It's mutter min ha-Torah to be marba b'shiurim. Okay? Any iser we're talking about is only an iser drabanan. And once you're doing this iser drabanan, you know what? When? So when did the Chacham impose this iser drabanan? We don't have to assume that it's always, it's categorical. If something is an iser drabanan, laharbos b'shiurim, maybe sometimes yes, sometimes no. Oh, so the Ri writes the following chiddush, that you know what? If you're dealing with a potential iser skila in avera chamura, you know what? That it's more likely that the Chachamim will try to safeguard that iser. If you're dealing with an iser lav, a chiv malchus, not a chiv misa, not a chiv skila, you know what? So maybe it is not as essential to go ahead and do so. It's fascinating. You go through Shas, you go through Maseches Beitzah, no? You have arguments in both directions. No, that was that Chazon Ish. No, you have to always balance the moving parts. Sometimes we're going to argue that the more chamor that something is, the more necessary it is to safeguard. And sometimes we're going to argue exactly the opposite. That's Beis Adav Beis. That if something is so chamor, people will distance themselves naturally. And by virtue of the fact that something is more kal, it's necessary to be machmer. Necessary to be machmer, no? These are two different trends in Shas, no? Most of the chachamim to determine exactly when one should impose the gzeir and when not. Our classic case we've been discussing the past week, no, Bichdei She'asu. The Shita, for example, of Tosus, the Bichdei She'asu is only in Amir Lakum because people are likely to be Nichshol in Amir Lakum. They don't take it so seriously. But when a Yisrael goes ahead and does the Malacha, that's something that's so chamor, you don't need the safeguard of Bichdei She'asu. Against Rashi Shita, the Rush pointed out that, what do you mean? Bichdei She'asu Kol Shekein applies to Malachas Yisrael, not only limited to. And we pointed out the Gemara Beis and Daf Beis, the opposite flip, where the Gemara makes that stunning observation that when Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis, and there's a huge machlokes, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon with the Yesh Mokzer and Mokzer, you go through all of Masechus Shabbos, the Mishnayis are the cool, like Rabbi Shimon. You go through Masechus Beit, the Mishnayis are the chumah, like Rabbi Huda. So the Gemara says, what in the world? Now, man sas min las nisan Rebbe. Rebbe was Masada the Mishnayis. Why was he inconsistent? So you know what the Gemara says? Because Rebbe saw that people were not being careful about Dinei Yantiv, so therefore all the Mishnayis were tilting the Chumrah. And we had incredible, no, the last Amud in the Daf Beharif, no? Is that a Musar or is that a Halacha? Is that just Rebbe's way of Sichas Musar? No, I'm going to show you Yantiv is very Chumrah by quoting you Chumrah after Chumrah after Chumrah. But you know what the secret is? If something is Mutar on Shabbos, how can it be Asar on Yantiv? Or the Psak of the Mechaber. No, it really means, when it comes to Dinim Drabanan, you have to measure, you have to assess, and yes, we can be more Machmer on Yantif precisely because Yantif is more Kal than we are even when it comes to cases of Shabbos, cases of Shabbos. No, there is a phrase in the Gemara, Beit Zadav Yuches. The Gemara says, Mikamidi, is it possible to have a case where something is Aser on Yom Kippur and Mutar on Shabbos? How in the world can that? Shabbos is more chamor than Yom Kippur. Shabbos is a chi of skila. So Mika Midi, can you possibly have something that's Mutar on Shabbos and Aser on Yom Kippur? That's a line in the Gemara, no? It sounds like that if something is more chamor, it's inconceivable that something can be Mutar on Shabbos and Aser Yom Kippur. The Gemara says the following Chiddush, you can be Tovel on Shabbos. You can be Tovel on Shabbos. Why can you be Tovel on Shabbos? Isn't that an Isser? Going from Tummy to Tahr, isn't that a form of Tikkun Mana? You know what the grand answer is? Nira Kamekar. Nira Kamekar. A guy sees that you're washing yourself. He'll think that, you know what, you're just very hot. you're very perspired and you're washing yourself. The Gemara says, what about in Yom Kippur? Because mi ikar hadin chai ve tfilos tovos bezmana afilu b'yom ha-kippurim. Minira kamekar. It's mamish an iser, no? Ram, it's nisa daraisa. Rechitz an Yom Kippur. You know what the Gemara says? Mi kamidi. It's impossible for something to be mutter b'toras malacha on Shabbos and be aser on Yom Kippur. That's the Balamar's Kavachomer. No? If something is mutter on Shabbos, it has to be mutter on Yom Kippur. So of course it has to be mutter on Yantiv. No, so how can the Gemara say that we're mamachar on Yantiv? So you know what the Balamar writes. Rebbe didn't really mean that. It was just a musr. How can the Rif quote this lalacha? You know what the Ran writes? Beautiful. You know what the Ran writes? Shabbos and Yom Kippur. We discussed this not so long ago, no? That's Kedush Achas. We just discussed this, no? That's Kedush Achas. That Rambam and Perachas of Achazerivin. So to say something is mutter on Shabbos and us Yom Kippur is a malacha, it's like saying last Shabbos it's mutter, but this coming Shabbos it's us. Because Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Kedush Achas. But if you're dealing with Shabbos and Yantif, there's shtei kedushos, all bets are off. You can be more machmer in Yantif than you are on Shabbos. Wow, that's the chiddush that the Ran writes. It's because Shabbos and Yantif is considered to kedush achas. So it's a fascinating issue. When you have Shabbos versus Yantif, masul hakosav lachachamim to tell us, you know what, that when indeed should we assume that you have to be machmer on Shabbos? When do you assume that, no, you have to be machmer on Yom Tov, because asi l'zuzulebe, that's like something which is pressing. So realize the chidushim of the Ri. Number one is that Mar Bishimer is only nisid rabbanon. Once it's nisid rabbanon, we can say sometimes yes, sometimes no. And the sometimes yes, sometimes no is to be more machmer on Shabbos than you are when it comes to Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, the worst case scenario is a lav, nothing to brag about, but it's a lav. But on Shabbos, there's a chiv skila. So we're going to safeguard Shabbos above and beyond being safeguard. That's the chiddush of the Ri, the chiddush of the Rashba. Okay? The Ran writes, V'timihani aleihem. How in the world can that be? So if Ribu Bishurm is Nisad Rabbanon, and being Marba Mamlach is Nisad Araisa, what was the suffix of the Gemara? You go out your backyard, and you see there's a 1 and a 1 and a 3. So what's the suffix? Is it better to do extra malachos? Or is it better to be Marba Bishurim? Isn't that a no-brainer? That it's better to be Marba Bishurim? Excessive malachos. Every malacha is a chiyu skila. Every malacha is a chiyu skila. And Marba Bishurim is nisid rabbanan. So that's really the question of the Gemara. That's really the kasha of the Gemara. No? When you have it tzarech pikuach nefesh, and you have that choice, what should you do? The Ran writes that should be absolutely obvious. So therefore the Ran writes that just like being marbe b'malacha is an issad araisa, ribuy b'shiurim is an issad araisa. Wow. When it's aser, it's really aser, mikar hadin. To be marbe b'shiurim is indeed an issad araisa. That's the shita of the Ran. And that's something which is stunning. So the Ran is like, now stuck. No, so now you have your stira. You can't just argue this is a din d'rabanan, and we're going to distinguish between Shabbos versus Yantif. If this really is a din d'araisa, that laharbos b'shiurim is forbidden mi ikar hadin, so it should be asur chalam oed and on Shabbos and on Yantif. How can you distinguish? So the Ran writes this incredible, incredible lumdus, and that's the following. There's a difference between ochal nefesh and pikuach nefesh. Ochal nefesh and pikuach nefesh. One of the nafkaminas between hutra and duchuya is efsha or efsha l'kayim shneihem. That we discussed, no? That's mufurish in the Gemara. If something is dechuya, you know what? Push comes to shove. But you know what? You have to try to seek resolution. If you can't, we'll deal with it. But the default position is seek resolution. Seek resolution. So if you can avoid, you absolutely must avoid. You know, it's such a chiddush that Rashi writes, Beis Adav Chav Gimel Mabez. I want you to take a look at that, Rashi. Where Rashi writes that, you know what? Rashi's bothered. Why is it exactly that shchita is mutar on Yantiv? Shchita is melachas ochal nefesh. But seida, that's the Mishnah, ein sadin dagin min habivarim b'yantiv. You're not allowed to go ahead and to catch a fish on Yantiv. What's the difference between catching a fish and slaughtering an animal? What's the difference between them? They're both a malacha. Seida is a malacha. Shchita is a malacha. And they're both being done for the purpose of ochal nefesh. You're going to eat the animal. You're going to eat the fish. So why should I say that to pin the fish in is usher And slaughtering animals considered zimoter. That's Rashi's kasha. So Rashi gives a stunning answer. You know what? I would tell you there really isn't a fundamental difference between seida and shchita. That shchita is melachas ocho nefesh, and seida is not melachas ocho nefesh. Rashi, I wouldn't say that. I would say that, you know what? They're both called melachas ocho nefesh, but, you ready for this? There's a fundamental difference. In earlier times, the time of the Gemara, shchita, what you're going to slaughter the animal in advance, what a day in advance, you know what's going to happen? Asu the misrach. All the meat's going to start to decay. All the meat is going to start to decay. Wow. So it's EF Shemi Bod Yom. It's EF Shemi Bod Yom. You'll do it before, that's no good. Seida? Seida? Why in the world can't you do that Seida before? Because Rashi writes, it's clear from that sugya, Beisa Chav Gimel. You know what Seida is? Confining an animal. Confining an animal. Confining a fish. The fish is swimming in a body of water. And you confine the fish to a small area of water. It's already neat so. It's already neat so. No. Like you go on those trips. No, you see those lobster tanks. No, whatever it is. No, they're... It's already neat so. It's in water. It's alive. But it's already neat so. It's a fascinating sugya. No. How, to what extent does something has to be confined in order to argue that, it's already subject to Zayda. It's already needs some. A lot of details, you know. You ever go to like the Frum Kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael, where the animals are in a corral? No, they had, based on the pay of the Chazanish, they have double doors. You go to jewelry stores, you know, in certain neighborhoods, you have double doors, no? The inner door doesn't open until the outer door closes. No, that way if you're going to rob, you're kind of caught in between. No? So they have double doors when animals are in. There's no time that a door is open that an animal can go ahead and run out. No? So you enter, the door closes behind you, and then the front door will open. No? Because if the animal's going to be able to leave, it's no longer tseida, then closing the door is considered to be, no? A form of tseida on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. And tseida is not allowed. So Rashi writes, tseida. Seida's efshar mibod yom. Why do you have to confine the animal? Right? Example of the double door. So why do you have to confine the animal? Right? On Shabbos or on Yom Tov. No, so just go ahead and do it. Mibod yom. That Rashi is a stunning chiddush. That's a stunning chiddush. You know what that Rashi is? That when it comes to meleches ochel nefesh, you have to ask yourself, could you have done this before Yom Tov or not? And if the answer is yes, you could have done this before Yantiv, guess what? It's an Isser, I would have Poshup Shad, it's an Isser Daraisa to do it on Yantiv. You're such a thing. You cannot do on Yantiv that which was Efshar Mibod Yom. Wow, that's Rosh Hashita. That's Rosh Hashita, Beitzach of Kumbeis. That's Brahma, calls this Rashi. Tav Tzarihe. You know what? You want to cook something on Yantiv. You have to ask yourself, could this have been cooked before Yantiv? If this could have been cooked before Yom Tov and it wouldn't be mefig tamo, it wouldn't spoil, it wouldn't rot, it wouldn't decay. Shabbos food is pretty good, even though all the bishul and afi is done mibod yom, then you're not allowed to do so. You're not allowed to do so on Yom Tov. That's Rosh Hashita. If I had to describe Rosh Hashita in one word, you know what that one word would be? Dechuya. Dechuya. When push comes to shove, Simchas Yom Tov. Will allow Malachas Ochel Nefesh. But if you can avoid, you better avoid. You better avoid. And what's amazing, you go through Rashi and all of Maseches Beis. Every case that the Gemara mentions, you're doing this Malach on Yom Tov, Rashi like throws in a line why it was necessary to do on Yom Tov. Why is necessary on Yom Tov? You know, when Rashi describes in Beis and Daf Tes, when the Gemara says, you bake challahs on Yom Tov, so Rashi starts telling, you know what, because freshly baked, piping hot challah is really good, you know? Like you kind of wonder why Rashi is telling you the preference of freshly baked challah. The answer is because if that would not be an appreciable difference, you wouldn't be allowed to do so. You wouldn't be allowed to do so. So Rashi and Beis and Daf Tes, Rashi and Beis and Daf Yadalid, Rashi always writes that there must be somewhat of a tzorech. And the chiddush of Rashi is that's true Mikar Hadin. You know who disagrees with this? Rashi. The Ran there on Daf Tesma Beis and Daf Yarif, and the Ran later on Daf Yud Beis and Daf Yarif, the Ran writes, that's absolutely not true. That's absolutely not true. this whole distinction of Efsher and Efsher is not relevant to Melechus Halkon Efesh. Where did Rashi get it from? Rashi got it from the Ranrai, it's a Sugya Dav Chavches, Masechus Beitza, where the Gemara says the following. You know what? Am I allowed to sharpen a knife, anyantiv, hashchaza sasakim? Can I sharpen a knife for the purpose of shchita? Oh, so that's called shchaza sasakim. Yot Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. It depends. Could you have done it before yantiv? Or could you not have done it before yantiv? Meaning what? Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda explains. You're a shochet. Your knife is dull before yantiv. So sharpen it before yantiv. To sharpen yantiv is aser. You're a shochet. And you're doing shchita on yantiv. And as you're doing shchita on yantiv, guess what? You hit a bone and the knife became nicked. What, you could have done it before yantiv? Done what before yantiv? Sharpen the knife before yantiv. The knife was intact before yantiv. It just happened. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda says that since it was yevshir mibon yom, you can sharpen the knife on yantiv. Oh, so it's mafurish in the Gemara. Oh, so you know what the Ram writes about that? That's not ochel nefesh. Sharpening a knife in order to do shchita is machshiri ochel nefesh. Machshiri ochel nefesh. Machshiri ochel nefesh. There's a difference between efsher and yevshir. But not when it comes to ochel nefesh. And Rashi writes what's true of machshiri ochel nefesh is true of ochel nefesh. Wow. The Ran says, of course that's not true. Why would that be? I'll tell you very simply. Meleches ochel nefesh is hutra. Is ach asher yachel ochel nefesh. No? What does the pasuk say? No? Malach is aser. Ach asher yachel ochel nefesh. Ran says, I don't call that tuchuya. I call that hutra. And if something is hutra, don't worry about efsher yefsher. Machshir ochel nefesh is based on a drashas hapsukim. No, you read the pasuk. How do you know that machshir ochel nefesh is mutter? Oh, Rabbi Yehuda says there's a ribu in the pasuk of lachem. Lachem means lachol sarchechem, and levado means sometimes yes, sometimes no. Oh, that's not hutra. That's duchuya. So the Ran writes beautiful. No, machshir ochel nefesh hashchazas hasakin is duchuya, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda says there's a world of difference when this knife became nicked. Ochel nefesh mamish. Ochel nefesh. The Ran writes, that's hutra. That's hutra. Wow. That's hutra. Rashi writes duchuya. The Ran writes hutra. I'll tell you even a further position. What's a further position beyond hutra? I'll tell you, that's the Chiddush the Ramban. When you look in the Ramban, Maseches Beitza, you look in the Ran of Parshas Emor, Vikra Chof Gimel. The Ramban writes the following. When it comes to Shabbos, the Torah tells us, Lo sasa chol melacha. When it comes to Yantif, the Torah says, Chol melacha es avod lo sasa. Why? Why the change? So the Ramban writes, you know why the change? Because the Hagdara of melacha and Yantif is meleches avoda. As opposed to what? Meleches asuda. As opposed to ochel nefesh. Meaning, according to the Ramban, I'll tell you such a great Kiddush, no? The Ramban writes that Meleches Ochel Nefesh was never Aser Anyantiv. Never Aser Anyantiv. The whole Hagdara of Melech Anyantiv is Meleches Avoda. Meleches Avoda means, the Ramban writes, the type of Melecha that you do long term. When I harvest my field, I don't harvest for the next meal. That's called Meleches Avoda. Typically, when I cook, I cook for the coming meal. Maybe I'll cook for another meal, okay, but you don't cook for weeks, you harvest for weeks. So in such a case, that's the difference between Meleches Asuda as opposed to Meleches Avoda. I would tell you that's even a step beyond the Ran. Beyond the Ran, no? Because we've often mentioned something can be mutter for one of three reasons. The basic reason something can be mutter is, guess what? It's mutter. There's no iser. You know, if I ask you why you're allowed to take a walk on Shabbos and Yantif, you don't have to use the words hutra and duchuya. You know what? It's mutter. It's not a maisa there at all. You don't need an override. Even hutra assumes that step one is there's an iser, but there's a matir. And the difference in hutra and duchuya is whether the matir is even efshalakayim shneim or efshalakayim shneim. So these are three shitas. And you know what the Ramban compares this to? Unbelievable. That Rashi in Brachos Nafchafim and Aleph. The fact that a Kohen is mitami lekrovim, and the fact that a Kohen is mitami meis mitzvah, is not because of hutrin duchuya. That wouldn't work. Because the Gemara says, kvod abrios cannot be dochi sur deraisa bakum esay. It doesn't have the ability of a hutrin duchuya. Oh, that's what the Ramban writes, Rashi. Why then is it mutter? Why then is it mutter? It's mutter because Rashi says, kishenichtav, lo lagabe meis mitzvah nechtav, kishem shel nechtav ala krovim. Because there's no isser of tumas kohanim. The Ramban calls it a davar hayatzim in aklal. It's a built-in exclusion. It's a built-in exclusion. It's not because of butchim duchuya. And I'll tell you, when you learn Melechus al Chanefesh, there are three shitas. One extreme is the Ramban, Heter Gamur. One extreme is Rashi, Duchuya. A mid-position of the Ran is a Sutra, is a Sutra. Wow. What's the difference in Hutra and Duchuya? Oh, one difference is Efshel Kaim Shneim. That's one difference, no? What's another difference in Hutra and Duchuya? That's our Ran. Base, a Testament base. Marba Bishayurim. Marba Bishayurim. That's usur if something is duchuya. Duchuya means push comes to shove, but if there's no tzorech, this is an issa daraisa. If something is hutra, there's no issa of mar b'shiurim. Wow, those are nafkamis and hutra and duchuya. Efshar in efshar, right? Rashi in the Ran. And this Ran against the Ri in the Rashi, but mar b'shiurim. I'll tell you another Ran. This is woo. You saw that Tosfos on Beitzin Av Gimel? What exactly is Melechus Al Chanefesh? When does it start? When does it start exactly? I'm harvesting in order to eat. That's not called Melechus Al Chanefesh. That's too far removed. No? That's too far removed. I'm cooking. Oh, that's closer. That's called Melechus Al Chanefesh. Where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line? No? Oh, it's the Tosfos you saw. Tosfos goes to Yerushalmi. Guess what? The Torah describes Al Chanefesh, and the Torah tells us, Ushmartim es hamatzos. Ushmartim es hamatzos, the Yerushalmi. Just like Ushmartim es hamatzos is Mishas, Lisha ve'elech. Lisha ve'elech. Needing and beyond. Ooh, the same thing is true. It comes from Melechus Al Chanefesh. Melechus Al Chanefesh is Mishas, Lisha ve'elech. So to go ahead and to knead the dough, oh, that's called Melechus Al Chanefesh. To go ahead and harvest the wheat, that's not called Melechus Al Chanefesh. Wow. And that's the Yerushalmi Shita. Matzah Shmura is Mishas Lisha, not Mishas Ksira. Mishas Lisha. What does Matzah Shmura have in common with Al Chanefesh? And I'll tell you very simply. Shem Ochel. The Shem Ochel. What's the earliest time to be Mafir Shchalah? You can't be Mafir Shchalah from the wheat. No? Doesn't have the status of Pas. You're Mafir Shchalah from the time of the Lisha. Already has a shame pass, Mishas Lisha. Oh, so it has a shame pass for Ochel Nefesh. It has a shame pass for Afrash Eschala. Ah, it has a shame pass for Matzah Shmur as well. Backstep, Ktsira, that's not called Melechus Ochel Nefesh. You can't be Mafir Shchala from the grains. And guess what? There's no need for Exes Shmira, Matzah Shmura. This is all, So I'll ask you the following. That distinction, Mishas Lisha Ve'elech. Lisha Nan, Ochel Nefesh. Before Lisha, nope, too far removed. You ready for this? Is that a Din D'Oraisa or is that a Din D'Rabbanan? Mishas Lisha Ve'elech. Is that a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? So if you look in Beitzi, you have Beis and the Beis, guess what? This is Machlokes, the Ran and the Ramban. Machlokes. Well, the Shitas, the Ran and the Ramban. Wow. The Ramban writes this Yerushalmi is a Din D'Oraisa. And the Ran writes it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. I'll tell you that's the Shitas. Now, according to the Ramban, the difference is this called Melechus Avod or is that called Melechus Hasuda? The answer is, Lisha Ve'elech is Melechus Hasuda. Kodam Lisha is called Melechus Avoda. Obviously, that's a Din D'Oraisa. That's a tindaraisa. Anyantif, the Torah forbids melechas avoda. Where do you draw the line? What is called melechas avoda as opposed to melechas hasuda? The answer Yishami says is Lisha. Lisha nan, that's melechas hasuda. Kodam Lisha, that's melechas avoda. That's only a din rabbanan. But that's only a din rabbanan. That's a din daraisa. But according to the Ran, not really. You know what? Hutra means, step one, there is nisra malacha. There's nisra malacha. Not that there are no malachas. There is nisra malacha. But simchas yantif is matir. It's matir, but Torah's hutra. Simchas yantif is matir. So the Ran is bothered. If simchas yantif can be matir, needing, why can't simchas yantif be matir? I'm hungry and it's yantif. So I walk over to a tree and I pick an apple. Why is that any less of a simchas yantif than kneading is a simchas yantif? It takes me 10 minutes to knead the dough and it takes me 10 seconds to pick the fruit. Why should I say that one is and one isn't? You see, you know what the Ran's answer is? You're right. That difference in Lisha is only a dinder abanan. It's only a dinder abanan. I'll tell you, that's the Shita saying. That's the Shita saying. Wow, that's like something stunning. Three shitas. That's an important hagdara that sometimes we're not even talking about hutra. Maybe there's no issa. Maybe there's no issa. You know, somewhere to ask you a simple question. A kohen being metame for a karov, is that a mitzvah or is that a rishus? So we've discussed this, no? Sotadav, gimel, no? Machlokas Rabbi Kiv, Rabbi Yishmael? Let me ask you a simple question. No? How in the world can Rabbi Yishmael say that lo yitama is only rishus if lo yitama is doch l'isra of tumas kohenim? No? A mitzvah can be doch in aveira. I understand. So Rabbi Kiva says there's a mitzvah, lo yitama. No, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's just casual. It's not a mitzvah. So how in the world do we allow a coin to be a time in the mace if it's not even a mitzvah to do so? No? How can Rabbi Yishmael say Rishus? Rabbi Yochanan writes, you know what the answer is? Lo nemra. It's not hutra. Hutra dechuya requires like a mitzvah. It's not hutra dechuya. This is not even within the world of Tumas Kohanim. So you understand the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael to say indeed that that's true. Indeed that that's true. Wow. Rabbi Chanan also writes another beautiful nafkamina. Let's assume, for example, this would sound like outrageous. This would sound like outrageous. Now, let's assume, for example, a Yisrael is a Nazir. So, a Nazir cannot be metame to cases of krovim, right? So guess what? This Yisrael who's a Nazir can't be metame for a karov who just died. Let me ask you the following. Let's say a kohen. Oh, a kohen can be metame in the karov. Pasuk. Okay, good. Let's say it's a kohen who's a Nazir. That's not outrageous, though, no? A kohen who's a Nazir. Let a kohen who's a Nazir be metame in the karov. How in the world? Because the Gemara is filled with a principle, something called hoil. The ishtri. When you have an iser, and A is matur one iser, that morphs. It can be matur another is yefas toar, can be matur even if fast toar lakoin. The second condition of chafalev, hov ishtri. So Bachanan says that, why don't you say the same thing there? Imagine a kohen who is a nazir can metami lakrovin. A yisrael who is a nazir can't. But a kohen who is a nazir can because of hov ishtri. That sounds outrageous, no? The Yisrael cannot be metame the krovim because he's an Azir, but the Kohen can because the same Isra that's matir, tumas kohenim, shri matir, the Isra of Nazir. That sounds absurd, no? But what's wrong with it? You know what Bachanan says is wrong with it? Hov ishtri only applies, whoa, that's like razor sharp. Hov ishtri doesn't apply to dechuya. Doesn't apply to dechuya. Hov ishtri doesn't apply to the Veretz Min HaKlal. Hov Yishtrish only applies to Hutra. Only applies to Hutra. It doesn't apply to Dechuya, but that's what the Rashba writes in Kedushin of Chavalev. Hov Yishtrish doesn't apply to Dechuya. Doesn't apply to Dechuya. If I have an Esed Ocholosos in Yibum, it doesn't allow biyashnia. There's no hov ishtri when it comes to esed ochalos osay. You're allowed once, but there's no hov ishtri because that's dechuya. And hov ishtri shavis doesn't apply to biyatsam and akal. There's no matir. It only applies, right? Razor sharp, so precise, only to hutra. Oh, so now we have nafkaminas between hutra, dechuya, and biyatsam and akal. No? Listen, nafkaminas. That's like, these are chedushim, no? You have to chazal this to appreciate the, you know, the hagdaras, because this will get you through many, many hard sugyas. No? Many hard sugyas. Whenever you have such kashas, no, hovishtri, you know, it's not all or nothing. Only applies here, doesn't apply there, doesn't apply there. No? So this is the sheet of the Ran. This is the sheet of the Ran. Double chedushim. That melechus self and nefesh is the mid position, it's hutra. It's hutra. Pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, the great chiddush of the Ran, that's only duchuya. That's only duchuya. I could disagree in both ways, no? I could say pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is hutra, and I could say melech self nefesh is only duchuya. But this is the chiddushim of the Ran, that melech self nefesh is hutra. The only time the Gemara says you have to weigh and measure and balance is machshirei ochon nefesh, not ochon nefesh. Ochon nefesh is considered to be hutra. Pikuach nefesh is only considered to be duchliya. And that, the Ran writes, is the resolution to the stira of being marbe b'shirim. A nafkamina between hutra and duchliya is ribu b'shirim. Duchliya, don't you dare. Right? There's no hovi shtar yishtri. You can't go an inch beyond the tzorech. Hutra allows you to go and do so. Hov yishtri yishtri. Hutra allows you to argue that, you know what? And therefore there's no isser of ribu b'shirim when it comes to, the case of pikuach nefesh. Well, I'll tell you another chiddush, just file this, no? But this is like very, very important. You know, the Gemara discusses whether Shabbos and Yantif is kedushachas, whether Shabbos and Yantif are kedushas, Beitza, Gimel, Dal, Hei. So I'll tell you an important yisod just to think about, but it requires like work, no? In order to call something kedushachas, you know what you need? You need a commonality of malachas. We just mentioned that Rambam, no? Shabbos and Yom Kippur kedushachas. There are many differences in Shabbos and Yom Kippur, but they share the same isurei malachos. So I ask you the following question: does Shabbos and Yom Kippur share the same isurei malachos? You know what? So you know I'm going to tell you. Oh, there's a heter of Ochon. Yeah, but what does that heter of Ochon Nefesh mean? So I'll tell you that's the starting point. No, but realize this is a very, very great kiddush. No. That if you hold like the Ramban, to say Kedushachas, there's a world of difference between Melech Shabbos and Melech Yantiv. If you hold like Rashi, and even if you like the Ran, in principle, the starting point is Melech Yantiv share the same Isurei Melech Shabbos. It's just that there's a heter of Ochon Nefesh. But a heter of Ochon Nefesh does not mean that the Sur Malach is a different Hagdara. So I will tell you, this issue is pretty, pretty critical in determining what is Kedushachas and what is Shtei Kedushas. That's pretty critical. Is there a commonality of Melech Shabbos and Melech Yantiv? That depends on this issue. Right? So that's the Chiddush of the Ran. Melech Self and Nefesh is Hutra. Pikuach Nefesh is only concerned with Chuya. With the nafkamina of riba b'shiurim. So now one thing is clear. If this is the sheet of the Ran, so melechus al nefesh is sutra, there's no isra of riba b'shiurim. Pikuach nefesh is only dechuya, there is an isra daraisa of riba b'shiurim. An isra daraisa of riba b'shiurim. So guess what? That simple reading of that sugya in Erev and Asamaches is impossible according to the Ram. Impossible according to the Ram. No? I need water for Bris Mila. You can't access water for Bris Mila. Machshire Mila are not doche es haShabbos. See about the mother. See about the mother. Oh, guess what? The mother is in need. The mother needs a gallon of water. So I'm going to go ahead and heat up a gallon and a half of water. Ribu b'shurim for the Tzorah Bris Mila. How in the world? No? That's ribui b'shiurim in a case of pikuach nefesh, which is nisa d'araisa. Which is nisa d'araisa. That can't be what the Gemara means, no? I go to the mother's in need. Good, so do whatever you want for the mother. No, once I'm doing it for the mother, I'm doing it for the child. Doing it for the child. What do you mean doing it for the child? That's nisa d'araisa. That can't be pshat in the Gemara. That can't be pshat in the Gemara, no? It's nisa d'araisa. That can't be. That can't be. So guess what? The Ran writes, that's not pshat in the Gemara. That's all the Shita say. The Ran writes, that's not pshat in the Gemara. The whole Gemara and Av Samaches is al yedei akum. Al yedei akum. There's no way in the world a Jew could do this. Because even if you can avoid the malacha, you're going to be stuck with Ribu Shirim, which is Nisa D'Araisa. There's no way in the world we would ever say that Nechem Agavime. That's dead wrong. That's dead wrong. Cannot be. So that whole Gemara is our sugya of Imer Lakum. Go see how the mother is, because if the mother is a chola, oh, so you know what? Now we can allow a goy to do so. Well, if you are talking about ayadeakum, just let the goy do it for the tinok. That's also the Ran Lashita Sena, like everything comes together. Where the Ran disagrees with the Balam Beitur and the Ran disagrees with the Bahav, the Ran assumes like the Rif and Shabbos Nafnan Vav. But guess what? Amira la'akum is not mutter in a malacha d'araisa l'tzarach mila. So guess what? We wouldn't allow Amira la'akum. The Bahag would say, you can't read the Gemara that way. Because if it's being done al yedei akum, Amira la'akum is mutter l'tzarach mila. Forget about the mother. Oh, that's the Ran l'shita say now. All these l'shita says now. When the Ran writes, Amir Lakum is asr, l'tzorach mila. Oh, so you know what? We're going to have a case where it's Amir Lakum l'tzorach chola with Rib v'shirim. Now, how does that work? 1 + 1 is 2. Isser and Isser is heter. Isser and Isser is heter. How does that work? How does that work? Amir lakum l'tzorach bris mila is aser. Riba b'shiurim, according to the Ran, is aser. But amir lakum with the tzira for riba shum is mutter. Did you figure that out? How does that work? So each step is aser. Amir lakum l'tzorach bris mila, aser. Riba b'shiurim, the Ran based it up test, aser. But here, Amir Lakum with Riba Shem is Mutter. How do you make that jump? That's Rabbi Kveger's kasha, no? Rabbi Kveger even writes, there's still something missing in this Ran. No? How do you get from Aser and Aser to Mutter? Okay, it's two steps. I get it. But how do you get from two steps to Mutter? Can you be Mar B'Shurim? Nope. Can you rely on a guy? Nope. How about having a guy be Mar B'Shurim? Okay, now we're good. Now we're good. No, so you ready for this punchline? If this doesn't excite you, so okay. You ready for the punchline? What's the yesod? What's the yesod as to whether Marbishim is mutter aser? What's the Ran's yesod? It all depends on hutcher and dechuya. Ocha nefesh versus pikuach nefesh. Now you know what the yesod is. You ready for this? Everyone agrees. No one disagrees. Everyone agrees. That's the Gemara, Shabbos Chavtes. Amira la'akum L'tzore chole is heter gamu. That's the chulia. That's the chulia. The Gemara says, Amira la akum is mutl tzore chole. Why? Because v'makam chole gozer be rabbanon. That's the chulia. Amir lakum l'tzore chole is the chulia. You know what I'm going to tell you? Amir lakum l'tzore chole is lo gozer be rabbanon. So now what I'm going to tell you, not only is this not a kasha v'ikveger, I'll tell you, this is exactly the run. Exactly the run. Why is it that Marbe Shun is mutter when it comes to Ocho Nefesh? Because if something is hutra, and certainly if something is lo nemra, there's no isra of Marbe Shuri. I'm not willing to say that about Pikuach Nefesh, because I hold Pikuach Nefesh is loin duchuya. But Amira la akum for Pikuach Nefesh, or Amir la'akum l'tzarechola, that's heter gamor. If it's heter gamor, then of course there's no isra mar b'shurim. That's like melechas el chanefesh an yantiv. That's the chiddush of the Ram. That's the amazing tziruf, no? That mar b'shurim is aser, mir la'akum is aser. No, but here you're not dealing with amir la'akum l'tzarech mila. You're dealing with amir la'akum l'tzarech pikuach nefesh. Amir la'akum l'tzarech pikuach nefesh is heter gamor. Now I can kick in riba b'shurim, no? That's the Chiddush of the Ran. Whoa, that's like, you know? That's exactly the Ran Shita. Like all these layers. That's Pshat in the Ran. I'll tell you, that's clear. No? And therefore the Ran writes, that's exactly what the Gemara says. Get this guy. Let's make sure that there's a Tzarech of a Chola. And once there's a Tzarech of a Chola, and that's Heter Gamor, now I'm fine with Ribu Shurim. But I would never be fine with Ribu Shurim for Pikuach Nefesh. Ayde Yisrael, because that's only Duchuya. And you can't allow it in that particular case. And that's something which is like riveting, no? It's an important Chiddush, that Siruf of the Ran. I'll tell you, that Poshim Shat is the issue to the Rabbi Kveger's Kasha. No? How does the Siruf work according to the Ran? How do you go from Aser to Aser all of a sudden to that which is Mutter? Oh. And what do you do with the Ran's Kasha? That how can you disagree with me and say Ribu Shurim is mutter midaraisa when the Gemara has a suffix? When the Gemara has such a suffix, is it better to be Marba Malach or Marba Shurim? There are a further chiddush I mentioned yesterday in Cheshlomo Beis Daf Yud Zayin. Even if a person is Marba Malach, is it so obvious that that's nisa daraisa? To do a malacha shelo letzorech is nisa daraisa. I'm doing a malacha daraisa letzorech pikuach nefesh. It's just that in retrospect, I could have done more. You know, I could have done more than I did, meaning I could have violated fewer Yisurim. You know what? It's a case of Pikuach Nefesh. So you know what I do? I pick up the phone and I start dialing, no? You know what? I had this number in speed dial, no? So all I had to do was press one digit, no? Instead of pressing all 10, no? Oh, you're right. You know what? Next time, just hit the one button. Yeah, does that really mean that there were 9 other Isurei Malach involved because I hit the 10 for the cases of Pikuach Nefesh, no? So is that so clear that failure to be efficient is a Malach HaDaraisa if it's done under the guise of Pikuach Nefesh? Why is that so obvious? In other words, I would tell you the extreme. That sugya, Menachos Samach Dalet, is it better to do the 1 and the 1 or the 3? According to the Ran, it's obvious we're dealing with two choices that are both daraisa. Marba b'malach, marba shurim. I'll tell you, according to the Chiddush of the Ri and the Rashba, no, you're dealing with options regarding dinim d'rabanan. Because even to marba b'malach is only nisid d'rabanan. You're calling that shalol letzorech. Shalol letzorech. Why in the world is that called shalol letzorech if it was done for the purpose of pikuach nefesh? Well, the answer is because you should have taken a time to think a little more carefully. Yeah, but who says that's an issur d'oraisa? That's something which is pretty stunning. No. You see an interesting issue with the Mara Bishurim is an issur d'oraisa and issur d'rabanan, right? The Chiddush of the Rina Rashba versus the Ran. In Lomdus, the Machlokas really could be as follows. You know what? What is the relationship between the Malacha and the Shir? The Malacha and the Shir. does the malacha break down to every shir independently. Pashup Shat and Rashba is as follows. Now, that it's one Maisa Malacha. The Malacha is not Misyaches as the Chol Shir Vishir Bifnei Atzma. It's one Malacha. It's one Malacha. So if I'm doing one act of Kotze, does it really make any difference in the world whether there are three peros, or five peros, or 10 peros on that branch? It's a single act of kotzer. And the act of kotzer is indivisible. It doesn't divide to each and every shear. And Pashup Shat, the Ran is arguing that's really not true. Mar b'shun is nisa daraisa. It's a different form of kotzer, whether there are two, three, four, five, or six peros on that branch. Even though all it is a single severance of this branch. To what extent is the Malacha Misyacheses the Chol Shir v'Shir b'Feyatzmo? Or to what extent to argue that's not true? That's not true. That's a pretty fascinating way of understanding. That aspect of Mar B'Shirin. I'll tell you something practically, which I think is could be based on this. It's a fascinating possibility. When you look in Rabbi Chanan, he doesn't explain it exactly this way. If you look in the Kobet Shiurim, in Beitz and Os Mem Ches, Rabbi Chanan writes, the Shita, the Rashba, is that Mar B'Shiurim is only Nisad Rabbanon. Why exactly is that true? He doesn't say exactly what I'm suggesting, no? That because it's one Asiyas HaMalacha, and the Malacha is indivisible, and who says that the particular malacha relates independently to each and every shir? Who says indeed that that's true? Who says that that's the case? Well, maybe one could argue differently. You know what Rabbi Chanan writes? You know why there's no issa daraisa? This is a chiddush. He writes, after all, because kol chada chazile. Because when I go ahead and I cut that branch, the branch has three pieces of fruit. Yeah, but each piece of fruit could serve as the tzorech of pikuach nefesh. Whoa. Is that relevant? Is that something which is so relevant? According to what I'm suggesting, maybe that's not relevant at all. It's one act of kotzer. So if the ksira can be justified based on pikuach nefesh, so you know what? That would allow for rib b'shirim. Or as opposed to arguing that, you know what? That kol chada v'chada chazile. Kol chada v'chada chazile. That's like a fascinating possibility. I'll give you an example. If you look in Igros Moshe. Right? In Aruch Chaim, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Gimel. These were the old shuvas. Now, let's assume, that smoking on Yantif is okay. No? Not so simple. Yeah, but how many cigarettes are you going to smoke on Yantif? The whole pack. So the Rav Moshe discusses an interesting chiddush that, you know what? So do you have to only carry the two cigarettes that you need? Or can you carry the pack? No? Because any one of the cigarettes would suffice for the tzorech. If you look in Shmir Shabbos Kochasa in Perek Yates, in the footnote, Yudalid quotes this, but he extends it. That's a chiddush. You're keyring. No? So one of the keys is to the front door, but the other key, that's to my business lock. Mamish lo v'zorich. Would I be able to say that, you know what, carrying on Yantif is mutter, and therefore carrying those extra keys is not considered to be a ribuy of hotza. Maybe that's marba b'shiurim litzarech, because one key, if you look in the Shmir Shams Kosa later, in Perek Lamed Gimel, in Ha'aret Sadi Beis, there he writes, you know what, there is a basic distinction between those two cases, no? He like refers you back. In the cigarette, in principle, each and every one can be used. Kolechad chazila. In the keys, the tzorech is only the key that, the key my house. Now, the other key has no tzorech whatsoever. Does the fact that kolechad chazila have anything to do with Rebishurim? What does it mean that conceptually, no, that the malach is justified? The malach is considered to be that which is justified. It's an important possibility. Poshub Shat, I would say, the Chiddush of the Ran, is that the malacha itself, it is not called the malachis avera, because the malacha is labeled as pikuach nefesh, or ochal nefesh, and therefore you're piggybacking. Yet maybe you don't have to come on to that notion of chazir. Now I'll tell you a whole other world. No, and that we'll have to discuss at length. Right? Or Sameach, Perek Yudches, Halacha Aleph. It doesn't depend on Shabbos versus Yantif. It doesn't depend on Pikuach Nefesh versus Ochel Nefesh. It depends on the particular malacha. The particular malacha. Or Sameach writes, you know what? When it comes to certain malachas, I would say, maybe it's very mistaber that Marv Shurim should be mutter. When it comes to other malachas, I would say, maybe not. Maybe Marv Shurim indeed should be aser. Did should be aser. Let me ask you the following case. You know what? It's a cholin. It's a cholin. And the doctor says he needs meat. He needs his protein. He needs his meat. I don't have any meat, but I have animals that are running around. Animals are running around. You know what? I have a small animal, a big animal. A small animal, a big animal. A small bird and a large bird. Would you argue doing shchita of the larger animal or the larger bird is mar b'shur, nisur d'araisa, according to the Ran? So I'll tell you a chiddush. The Menachas Chinuch writes yes. That sounds like a chiddush, though, no? Menachas Chinuch writes yes. In the very end of his chibur on Shabbos, the Menachas Chinuch, no? D'rmaskel v'hinei. He thinks that if it's a case of pikuach nefesh, according to the Ran, you have to shech the smallest animal. Because shechting a larger animal is marba b'shiurim. And marba b'shiurim is an issa d'araisa, even for pikuach nefesh. I would say that's such a chiddush, no? The isser is an isser of netilas neshama. And when it comes to netilas neshama, is it really true, you know, that it's more of an avera, less of an avera, depending on the weight of the animal? This guy is a murderer. So I raise my hand and say, how much did the victim weigh, you know? So look at me, does it really matter? So, of course it matters. No, because it's more of an isser of netilas neshama for this than for that. Maybe one of a cessation of life is the kol shuhu. There's a shear. And who says there's an... I'll say it's poshup shat. Now that when it comes to the malacha of netilas neshama, there's no mar b'shurim at all. There's no mar b'shurim at all. Because the shear is just a kol shuhu. It's not defined in terms of that. So that's a fascinating issue. Is there room to mechalek between kotzer as opposed to bishul? As opposed to bishul? Maybe one could say a very common sense distinction. When it comes to ksira, the shear of ksira is defined in terms of the fruit. So maybe it is a expanded isra of kotzer, the more fruit that is niktzar. When it comes to bishul, there's something unusual about bishul, no? I'm not actively doing anything other than placing the pot on the fire. Placing the pot on the fire. Maybe one can very simply. Placing the pot on the fire is exactly the same act, whether there's one piece of meat or two pieces of meat in that pot. Maybe it weighs another pound. That's a difference in terms of the bishul. That's a difference in terms of the bishul. Whether the meat is this size or that size. Basia Samalacha is identical. The Chiddush Or Sameach writes. It's very mistaber that there's no ribushim when it comes to bishul. But very mistaber that there is ribushim when it comes to kotzer. And maybe that's the answer of Menachos versus Beitz. It's a different malacha. A different malacha. That's what we'll have to discuss. Now, how critical is the Shei Malacha to the Isra of Mar b'shiurim, with a lot of different applications. So okay, we'll have to pick up this possible distinction. Okay, chazanis if you can. Ooh, the beer in the running.